This week on the Omnic Weekly. The anniversary event might start a lot sooner than we had expected, and Jeff hinted at one of the possible skins. Mora is getting an experimental card, and Blizzard explained what their issue is with negative smurfs. Welcome. The Omnic Weekly. Welcome, everyone. It's Saturday, May 9th, and this is episode 98 of the Omnic Weekly.
Weekly.
I am D, and as you might have heard, as you might have noticed, that echo, that at a certain point, it just went British and feminine. It went from some weird-ass European accent and a totally masculine voice, let's be honest, to the proper British female voice. And that's not just a twist of nature. No, that was Hannah joining me.
Hi. Yeah.
Thank you, Hannah, for helping me out with that echo. How you doing?
I'm good.
You're doing good. Are you still locked up? A little warmer. Yeah. No. Oh, we're already starting with the weather talk, guys.
Yeah, we're going right in today.
But today is summer in Belgium, and I think it probably is the same in the UK. Judging by your
21 degrees today?
Oh, no, we had 24, 25,
maybe
something like that. Yeah. But it's just one day. Tomorrow it's going to start raining. Mm. And it's all over again.
Tomorrow. I could check, but Google, yeah, she's right there. Google.
She's so pesky. But no, it's May, so we can't expect these
it's kind of long runs to be getting warm now.
It's supposed to be warmer, but not 24 degrees. It's quite acceptable,
no,
I think.
I mean, like I said, I'm not happy with it. It's supposed to be happening, but I don't like it.
Yeah. But we still have a few months of summer to look forward to. Well, in my case, to look forward to. In your case, to curse about.
To cry about. To curse,
oh my God.
To complain about.
What is up with this heat? Yeah, yeah. I'm actually look. I really hope we get a good summer, because as things stand, I think we'll all be spending holidays or the summer months in our own countries. And you have a quite substantial sized country, but I live in a. I basically live on a postage. On a stamp. Jesus Christ! I can't talk anymore.
Stamp.
Stamp, yeah. That was the thing. I can say postage, I can say stamp, but postage, look, it's just going, it's going haywire. It's my brain can't cope
with
that.
Okay, do it with a big gap between. So like postage, stamp.
Stamp, postage, stamp, postage, stamp. Oh my God. Just my brain just goes, nope.
Nope.
It's like that one episode of Friends where Phoebe is teaching Joey how to speak French, and she says it word by word. Je m'appelle Joey. Okay, je m'appelle Joey. Blah 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 blah.
Like,
yeah, he's not that good at it. Oh my God, I miss those episodes. I need to watch them again.
They don't hold up as great, so just keep them in your memory.
Well, no. Like I've watched them last year, and they were like, maybe okay. It's just because of my old age. But no, I think to be honest, that's the thing they say about Friends. A lot of young people are watching Friends now. Hey, suddenly we're a TV program podcast. Now we're talking about television, guys.
Hell yeah,
we're
do
dragging
anything.
You from one place to the other. Exactly. Like there's not much to talk about in Overwatch. We just no. There's a lot of things
that's
to talk about.
That's a lie.
Overwatch.
We'll talk about anything and everything, even when. We don't think we're going to be able to fit everything into the episode.
Exactly. The day Overwatch 2 releases, that episode, we'll
be
talking about the weather.
We're still going to be talking about the weather. We're still going to be talking about TV.
Cats. All that stuff.
Cats.
So just so you know what you're in for, if you've subscribed and are continuing to subscribe to this podcast, that's what our future looks like. But we're going to go through it together. Like as a team, as a big family, as a community.
Yeah.
To hug each other. No, not too close. 6 feet, guys. 6 feet distance. Come on. Stay serious here. We don't want to get sick.
Six feet, people. 2 meters. Yeah. Some countries is 1.5. We have 2 meters.
That's what I don't get it. So 6 feet. How? I'm 6 feet seven. That's 2 meters.
That's ridiculously tall.
Yeah, I am ridiculously tall.
You're like a whole foot taller than me, and that's insane.
I'm a whole foot taller than most people. But I keep seeing, like, I've seen these stickers that they have on the floor in the States. Stay 6 feet away from each other, 2 meters. What I'm concluding there is, if you're American, 6 feet is enough. If you're European, you smelly bastard, get further away from me. That's what they're telling us, right? That's what I'm saying. That's what these stickers tell me.
I know. I find it so bizarre.
It is.
But then I find a lot of stuff America's doing at the moment incredibly bizarre.
A lot of stuff the world is doing. But
a lot of
stuff
the whole world is doing is incredibly bizarre.
Exactly. Exactly. But on the other hand, why are they putting meters on there? There's no single tourist in the whole country.
I know.
There's nobody that, all my American friends
are. What meters are.
Exactly. All my American friends are looking at these stickers. What's up with the 2M? What would you have to do with 2M? Dude, that's
it's
meters.
It's fairly obvious that they don't understand what a meter is because two distances are not the same.
No. I don't know what 6 feet actually is. I thought it was like 1.60 meters, something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Let's have a look. 2, 6 feet. Foot in meters.
Are you 1.82. That in your... Oh, it's 1.82. That is quite longer than I thought it would be. Okay.
Yeah.
But still.
But that's still like a standard ruler's length away from each other.
Exactly. So stop hugging us, guys. We'll start hugging again once this is all over. But anyways, what were we talking about? I lost my train of thoughts. We were somewhere... Oh, television shows. So yeah, they say that Friends... that a lot of young people are watching Friends right now because it holds up so good
after all these years. I just heard that it didn't hold up very well. And...
Oh, yeah. No. It's just the opposite. And it was actually as a recording of Jimmy Kimmel. In Los Angeles, like a few years ago, and the actor that plays Joey was the guest that day.
Oh, so, awesome!
Yeah, it was kind of fun. And he said, like, they were talking about it, like, yeah, a lot of young people. And he told the story. I swear, we're going to go to Overwatch after this, but I need to tell this. He told the story that he was actually approached on the street that people asked him if he was Joey's dad. Like, no, I'm actually Joey.
No, I'm Joey. The show's just old now. Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
bye.
Exactly. But he aged a lot. Like they all did. But he's a Gray Fox now.
Yeah. Well, I mean the last episode played while I was still, like the last ever episode played for the first time when I was still in primary school. So
yeah, it has been a long time ago.
Yeah,
it is kind of crazy. But anyways. Let's stop boring people about the fact that I'm an old man and that I'm kind of looking back.
Do you know what I watched for the first time this year?
No.
Seinfeld.
Really?
Yes.
I think I have those in a DVD box.
Yeah,
all the episodes.
I binged the whole lot from start to finish.
Yeah, they're really good.
They are so good.
I think currently there's no sitcom, like a multi-camera sitcom since The Big Bang Theory stopped. There's no multi-camera sitcom that has that same thing like that Seinfeld had, like Cheers. Back in the day, it was Cheers, man. I remember as a young kid watching Cheers. I just heard a podcast with Conan O'Brien, and he talked about with Dan. What's his name again? The guy from Cheers.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen
Cheers.
I'm
so bad with names.
I've only just watched Seinfeld. I've never seen Cheers.
Cheers is, that's old. But it all kind of, like, you had... I think Taxi was one of the first. Like, I'm not going to say the first, but one of the first I remember. That was when I was born, around that period. Then Cheers came, and from Cheers was a spin-off, Frasier. Frasier went for, I don't know, 10 seasons, and it kind of kept going with some people from one series into the next.
Yeah.
It's like a whole dynasty of
They tried to reboot Will and Grace, didn't they?
They did, yeah. That ended this year. They did the last episode, I think, last week or 3 weeks ago. Yeah, and that's the thing. They brought back a lot of these old series lately because people are, like, the people that used to watch all these sitcoms are now my age or even a little older than I am. And that that whole feeling of, oh, do you remember that? It works. It brings in the cash, but it doesn't always last that long.
Big box nostalgia.
Yeah. All right. But anyways, television talk is over for now. I'm glad you're doing good. Over here, it's been, well, the same, still locked up. The day job sometimes makes me lose a little more hair than it should.
But you've been enjoying your garden, so that's good.
Yeah, I've been working in the garden a little bit today, so that's good. because it was good weather. And yeah, still making content like a maniac. It's just crazy.
Favorite I don't know thing. How I got a message earlier like, oh, hey, so can we record the podcast later? I want to mow the lawn. I was like, okay.
Nah, I needed to be done. And it's tomorrow it's going to be rainy. So I was like, okay, I need to do that today. And I stepped out, took out my lawnmower, put on my headset, and went
off
at it.
Off you went.
And now I have a really...
Got out his old-fashioned CD player, put the batteries in, and listened to his favorite album.
My Discman, and listened to my favorite Queen album. No, man, I'm not... No, I was actually listening to podcasts. That's what I do. Listen to podcasts while I'm mowing the lawn or when I'm in my car, which doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
But that's my podcast time.
I'm really trying not to throw us off the rails. I've got so many things I want to talk about, but I'm like, we need to start talking about Overwatch.
Let's keep it for future episodes. Guys, before we hit off with Overwatch news, let me... because otherwise we're going to forget. So we're at episode 98 right now. So know which number is close, right? 99, exactly.
And we all love really episode 99.
99 is that's the episode everybody's looking forward to. Nah, so seriously, we're approaching episode 100. 100 episodes for the people that are subscribed since that first episode. Well, thank you.
Oh
thank
my
you
goodness.
Much.
I'm welling up just thinking about people listening to me for 100 episodes.
Or are you peeling onions?
No, there's no onions.
I do have
hay fever, so it could be that, I suppose.
Yeah, same here. And I forgot to take my pill this morning. And then I cut the lawn. See what's happening there? Bad idea. Yeah, exactly. But anyways, we're approaching episode 100. What we wanted to do, I've been thinking about it, like, what can we do for episode 100?
As you've heard over the many, many weeks, we've been saying, oh, episode 100 is coming. What shall we do?
Exactly. And I finally took some time to think about it, and I suggested it to Hannah. She was like, yeah, that sounds like fun. So what are we going to do? And I'm going to post about it on the Omnic Post, on all our Omnic Weekly social media accounts. So
yeah. We'll
remind you, but if you're listening right now, keep a pen and paper ready.
Oh,
you don't have a pen? Oh, that's sad. No, send us some questions. Your phone, exactly. Send us all your questions. We want to get everybody's questions. Everybody that's listening, pause the podcast right now. We'll see you in 5 minutes. Send us a question, something you want to know about us, something you want to know about what we think about Overwatch, but it doesn't need to be Overwatch related. I don't care. It can be anything. Just send it to us. Let us know. And we'll get it in there. Like, if we get enough questions, if we get a lot of questions, we'll have to make a selection. But I think, like, we have a good listener base, but not everybody is always, not everybody has that pen and paper handy right now. But anyway, send your questions. We'll take some time to answer a lot of them and just talk about it. And you can expect some really weird answers, as always, because you're just weird. That's the way it goes. Yeah. I'll remind you again at the end of the podcast in case you're like, no. I'm not going to do that now, Dee. I'm on the toilet. This is my podcast hour. You just keep talking. I'll remember. I'll take a note on this piece of toilet paper. I do not want to know what you're using to write it with, but anyways, we'll remind you again at the end of the podcast.
We will.
So,
and it'll be all over social media.
I coughed. That was hay fever for the people that were warned.
Yes.
No, let's start talking about Overwatch. Like, I just told Hannah before we started recording, I had this feeling like we're not going to have a lot to talk about, and then things happened. As like lately, it has been the recurring theme with Blizzard.
Silence,
has
silence,
been...
silence, silence. Loads of information. Then, silence,
yeah, exactly.
Silence.
And Fridays seem to be the days where they decide, like, let's go.
Info,
guys. It's almost the weekend, guys. What are you going to... Oh wait, we didn't talk to our community yet. What are we going to do? Okay, let's share this, this, and this. Okay, cool. Bam!
I mean,
deal with
we're
it.
All losing track of days, I guess Blizzard included, and they're like, oh, crap, it's Friday! Quick, share! Do something!
Oh my god, I'm still in my pajamas! Someone share something! Why is Arnold Schwarzenegger part of Blizzard? Get to the chopper and share something.
Chopper.
Why does he sound so low? This is bad. Get to the chopper.
No, that sorry, Arnold. I know you're listening.
I know. Sorry, buddy. But he must be used to it by now, right?
Well, yeah, he's deaf. So he listens to the podcast, and he's always smiling, but he has no clue what we're talking about.
Do you know what? So long as he recommends us to other people, that's fine.
That's what he does. He just puts up his thumb while he's listening, and he's going omniquely. He mouths the name of the podcast to other people, and they're all like, oh, when Arnold says it's okay, and he puts up his thumb, it must be okay. I saw this video. Oh my god, I'm getting distracted again. I saw a video of Arnold. He has two donkeys in his house. Or small horses.
Oh,
I'm not even
donkeys.
Kidding. Yeah, what did you think I was saying?
You said it sounded like you said donkeys, and I was like, what? So yeah. Dunks? Is this like a baseball, like a basketball thing that I don't know about? But no, you mean donkeys.
Donkeys, small horses. No, and he has dumb keys. Like his keys that he used to open his door are really dumb. Like,
yeah, he has really stupid keys, miniature basketball sets.
Exactly. No, he has this tiny midget horses. I think it's ponies, midget horses, something in his house.
Yeah, so donkeys are a completely different breed to horses.
The only thing I saw was a head, so I couldn't really judge how tall they were.
Did it have weird bunny ears? Because if it did, they're donkeys.
Oh, I didn't really notice the ears.
Then they were probably horses.
Yeah. Well, anyways, he had stuff in his house he shouldn't. And they were eating all his carrots. That's about the length of what I do remember.
Nice.
Maybe it was an alpaca.
Thank you for that story. No. Our lives have all been made better for it.
I just wanted to make a point about Arnold.
Hey, guys, Arnold has pets that eat carrots. And you know what? They ate his carrots.
Exactly. But nah, come on. Hey, come on, Hannah. Are you kind of throwing me under the bus here?
Yeah, I am. I'm just that usually your stories are more entertaining.
He has donkeys, midget horses, I don't know, llamas in his house. I'm not talking about they're not in his yard. No, they're at the kitchen table eating.
Eating food you'd expect them to eat.
I don't ever have seen any household that has a miniature horse standing in the kitchen with their head on the table going, hey, dude, are you eating these carrots? Because if you're not, I'm having them. Bye-bye, carrots. You silly-sounding man. There's no chopper here. Stop talking about the chopper, Arnold. It was just so funny. If you see the guy from Commando and Terminator sitting there feeding his tiny horse at the kitchen table, it's weird. Okay, let's continue. So, it was a slow week in Overwatch, as you might tell, but it kind of picked up at the end. First off, there was a rumor going around. We already knew that, judging by the statistics, the competitive open queue, so that new mode that they kind of introduced, which is actually the old competitive that they put in the arcade with the latest big patch, seems to be really popular. So in Asia, it's even more popular than all the other arcade modes and quick play combined. So that's kind of crazy. Yeah. In Europe, it's picking up pretty good too. In the States, the same. But they did not expect that to happen. And Jeff already shared a few weeks ago, like, yeah, we're looking into what we can do. He was actually at that point on the forums while he was in a meeting talking about this. That was kind of the thing he was saying. Yeah, we're talking right now about what we're going to do with that open queue and how we kind of can integrate. And now the rumor that we've been hearing, and that I think it was Nari that kind of shared that, Overwatch Nari that has a, well, that is a bit of an insider on Overwatch on Twitter, shared that they might actually put it next to the current competitive. It's kind of hard to say the normal one because, well, it's the role queue version next to the open queue version.
Yeah, so we'll have like two forms of competitive in theory.
Yeah, and that's something that, that a lot of people on the Omnic post and so what am I saying? And the Omnic post and other of my accounts have been suggesting like just put them next to each other. My feedback on that was always like, yeah, but then you're kind of splitting your community. And those queues you were wondering, the queues, the DPS queues that you're kind of worried about, that you're nagging about, well, good luck if you're going to split that community in two and you're a DPS that wants to get into the game.
Well, I mean, in theory, splitting it into two pools means that you might just have double the amount of DPS matches at the same time.
That is true. But yeah, no, that's actually a good point. It's kind of... we'll have to wait and see if they're going to do it, what the effect will be.
Yeah.
It is, like you say, there's well, it's not like there's at any time, there's always just one match ongoing. So I think if it was kind of depending on the amount of matches that they can have running at the same time, do you think there's a limit to how many matches they can have at the same time, the servers?
Well, I'm assuming they've been beefing up the servers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
In preparation,
that's what I'm thinking.
Numero deux.
Yeah, I think you're onto something. There's some math that I'm not taking into account. I'm not sure what it is. I don't think it's as clean cut as, yeah. Well, now they can do double the amount of matches. I think they could do that anyway.
Yeah, I know.
But there might be something different.
And
it
also, you've also got like four healers can now pick from two different modes. That mm-hmm. those four healers that all play Overwatch.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing that kind of will impact and maybe level out some queues. And but yeah, so what I did, I know I'm sneaky, but what I did yesterday, cheeky fella that I am, I did a poll on the Omnic post.
He loves that one account.
Yeah, that's the one account I run that Blizzard doesn't care about. Is asked everybody like, hey, what do you prefer? Do you prefer open queue or role queue? And still, I was kind of expecting it to kind of end up in the middle, but yeah, it was about 30% of people, slightly over 30% of people that were, yeah, open queue is my favorite one, while other people, and they were really vocal about it, preferred role queue. And the most, let's just say that we can bring all that feedback back under one sentence. I'm kind of done filling 5 DPS. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not doing it anymore. Really, like relatable. I said multiple times, I'm never going back. You can't make me. You can't make me have to pick between either a tank or a support for those 5 DPS. It's not happening. Now,
totally following you, Hannah. But do you think that the 33% of the 32% of people that prefer open queue, how many of them
are DPS?
Are DPS, exactly. I think all of them are DPS. Yeah. And I think all the others are, like, it's 1/3 of the whole community. So yeah. 33%. Are tanks, 30% are healers, and they're like, hell no, that's not happening again. And then you have that 32% DPS that are like, maybe. Well, nah, it's not that easy. It's not
32%. I wish it was that even.
Yeah, that would have been.
I wish 1/3 of all people were tanks and healers as well.
Exactly. But it kind of shows you that there is some potential for these two modes to exist next to each other.
To coexist.
The question is, like, how are you going to kind of handle all the competitive points that you can... Will you be able to do placements for both and get extra coins at the end of the season because you did all your placements?
Why not?
I'm not saying no, Hannah. I'm not totally okay with it. I'm just wondering. Blizzard has not always been the most generous.
If you want to torture yourself and earn some coins by playing, like, open queue, why not?
Yeah. I was just saying, like, I expected them with the whole new role queue system to be a little more generous with their golden coins, but they actually kind of, it was like they were haggling us at some weird market. Like,
yeah, okay. I know what you mean. They're like, oh, but you will earn more. I feel very scammed. You'll earn more overall. We promise.
Yeah, sure. No, you don't. No, you don't. Like, how many people do all of their placements?
15 placements, come on. Especially because they're so specific into a certain... If you're not a good DPS player or you don't feel comfortable playing DPS, you won't just... You won't do it and you can't force people to do it. But at the end, these people are kind of screwed when it comes to the points. But I've given up on competitive like a long time ago. I've talked about it on stream so many times because there's a lot of people that come into my stream and ask, hey, why aren't you doing competitive? Well, I did competitive 2 weeks ago. One game. First game I did. And halfway through the game, someone left. My first game in 2 months. I already regretted it. Like halfway through the game. It was insane. Screw it. But anyways, if you're still playing competitive, you might soon have a choice between open queue and roll queue. So whatever floats your boat, you can go for it. Just hit it. All right, let's move on because then there was a rumor that was never confirmed, by the way. So we still need Jeff to kind of talk about it. What Blizzard did confirm was kind of funny. So they did it previously with Zenyatta. They made Zenyatta walk. Everybody wanted Zenyatta to walk, so they made Zenyatta walk. Now, one of the requests that they got a lot was, well, there was Torbjorn wall climb. They did that. Now Orisa wall climb. So they shared a video of Orisa wall climbing, and I'm not even kidding. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
I was not expecting what I saw. I was not expecting those crazy flips.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we all are kind of worried about these big companies and all over the world making these robots. You've seen them, right? These dogs that run really quickly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we never kind of made...
We've all seen that episode of Black Mirror.
Okay, it seems there is an episode of Black Mirror, but we've all seen the real robots, like Boston Dynamics stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we somehow don't make the link with characters like Orisa or Zenyatta, for instance. Like, we kind of consider them more to be people than these robots for some reason, because the way they are presented on screen and the voice acting and all of that. But when you see Orisa wall climbing, it is so clear that she is basically a machine, and a machine you should be really worried about. That makes you go, do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do. For the people that don't know, that's a Terminator tune, okay? That's Arnold.
Arnold's back.
He's back, exactly.
That's promising. My God.
Hey, you would think that we script all this, like the way we brought him back, and then line is, I'll be back. We don't know.
We're just so random.
We're weird, exactly. We need help, but we can't. We can't schedule an appointment with our therapists.
Not at the moment, we can't.
Because of the freaking lockdown. I'm going cuckoo. No, so if you want to see it, go check it out. It's on Twitter. It's on Instagram. It looks really creepy. She basically falls like up the wall.
Yeah, she like, yeah. Weirdly rotates and flips and folds her way up the wall.
It's troubling. It is really troubling. Yeah. And I'm never going to be able to look at Orisa the same way. Now, for the people that are worried, that's not going to go in game. It was a funny. It was a joke. It was a funny.
Don't worry.
Yeah, with Jeff going, it's fun when they do stuff like that. I don't know if I actually did it. I wanted to add it in the description. I'm looking forward to seeing in the comments what y'all think they should be doing instead of all this. Because, you know, people will be like, is this what they're doing with all their time that they have?
Is this what they're wasting their time doing?
Yeah, they should be focusing on Overwatch 2, or they should be deleting Doomfist. They should be...
They do this, and yet the game is still wrecked.
Yeah, exactly. This game is dead.
This game is dead.
I think some people have that in their, in their memory, in their phone, or in their... They just type the TH, and then it's,
this game is dead. In auto suggestions.
Exactly. Siri's like, yeah, dude, I know where you're up to. Let me do this for you because this is as far as you go. This is as creative as you get. No, I didn't check the comments yet. I should do that. But overall, I think everybody kind of enjoyed it. It was quite funny. And I love when they do stuff like that. It's so easy to do and it is entertaining. Especially the way they present it. Like, they had this tweet from Holy World that they kind of used as a hook to kind of It was so like basically like hold my beer. That was the whole idea. Hold my beer. We can do this, which is cool. All right. So moving on in the week, there was this rumor going around, and it was of a somewhat reliable source. It was someone, a Reddit user, a bloomer that has in the past predicted some stuff that eventually came true. So he has some inside source, or he has ways, or he's basically living on the other end of the Blizzard campus with his binoculars and always looking at it.
He's psychic.
Or he's Jeff.
Or he's actually Jeff in disguise, and it's all part of Blizzard's grand marketing scheme.
Oh, wait, Hannah, I know. It's Jeff, he's psychic, and he always is wearing binoculars.
Just all three. All of them. Yeah.
Exactly. But what he did predict that would be happening, and I'm kind of thinking that he might be right, is that the anniversary event would be starting on Tuesday.
Yeah, so that's next week.
May 12th. That would be the earliest the event ever started. Usually it starts a week later. It starts around the actual anniversary, which is the 24th of May. Usually it starts around the 20th, 21st, something like that. But that would put it a whole week earlier. But that's what we've seen with all the other events. They've all started a week earlier. I still do not understand why, because up till now we didn't see anything that kind of pushed them to put all these events in so early, but maybe it's still upcoming. Maybe they'll go, ta-da!
Ta-da!
Like, they're making some room for an alpha or a beta or something. But it would be coming this week, and that was just a rumor. That has not been confirmed. But if that is the case, by the time you're listening to this podcast, it's probably going to be Sunday. And I think Sunday or Monday, we should at least have the confirmation. Or they just
unless
put it live.
They do that thing where they just drop it.
Yeah, they've done that in the past. Mm-hmm. Jesus, I need my censor button. Jesus Christ. But, okay. We'll know pretty soon, I guess, if that is going to be the thing. I'm looking forward to this event. I've said it before, but this is, when it comes to cosmetics, is, in my opinion, the best event all year.
Yeah.
It's the event where Blizzard thinks, like, let's get boozed up and throw all the concept art that we have in the air. We take a stabbing needle and we try to kind of get as many of those on the stabbing needle as we can. What is a stabbing needle? Is that a thing?
The stabbing needle? No, I've never heard that phrase before in my life.
I don't know. But you understand what I mean, right? This, like, maybe what do you call it? Like, not a sword. I know what it is in Dutch, but I don't know what it is in English. Like, where these professional sword fighters at the Olympics fight with. Knock me out. Like in fencing. What is the weapon they use in fencing?
Oh, let's ask Google.
Yeah, ask Google. But basically that one. And they use that one to kind of...
A saber.
I think it's a saber. So basically they use the saber to kind of pick the skins they want and the craziest concepts first. So I'm really looking forward. And I talked about it in my previous video on YouTube, but there have been a lot of old school characters, original characters like Reinhardt, Zenyatta, Anna, Mercy that have not gotten, Reaper even, have not gotten an anniversary skin. What could they do with a freaking Reinhardt? Could you imagine if they just like can do anything they want? They can do some awesome stuff.
I thought Winged Victory was an anniversary skin.
I think that was Winged Victory was a Summer Games skin.
Of course, because it's all Olympics-y and stuff.
Yeah. While you're
so
saying
pretty,
it.
Just so pretty, I assume.
But that's a beautiful segue, because there was this Q&A this week where Blizzard invited a lot of content creators on a Discord server. A lot. Not everybody. Long dramatic silence, and they had a chance to ask they had a chance to ask questions to Jeff, and he kind of yeah, I wasn't there, so I can't tell you.
They.
Yeah. So they could ask some questions, topics that were highlighted, or the topics that we see from these other content creators that came through is, for instance, the Mercy would be getting a skin pretty soon, so that will most likely be the anniversary event. And that it is, but Jeff always says that it's his amazing skin. I have never heard Jeff say it's an okay skin.
To be fair, she has amazing skins.
She does have amazing skins. Yeah, she has some of the beautiful skins in the game. So that is going to happen. And I think a lot of people are like, just like Hannah, I'm really happy about that, because it's one of the comments that I've seen the most on that video I did last week is like, yeah, when is Mercy going to get a skin? Of course, Genji is one of the characters that always, but Genji mains want a skin every event. They're never like, Nana, I think we had enough.
To be fair, everyone wants their favorite skins every time. Everyone wants their main to get the best skins.
Well, do you think there are people that are like, yeah, no, I have this one skin that I'm really like, for instance, I don't play that much of an Ana, but, or even like Moira, I play a lot of Moira. Yeah. I'm quite like, no, Moira doesn't need to get a skin for me, because I still use that skin for the Halloween skin, and I'm quite happy with that. I play a lot of Sigma. I think Sigma is a better example, because I think the one skin I got from the Winter Wonderland event, it is so cool. I don't know. I'm like, I'm set. I'm okay with this. Hey, to be honest, I don't have enough coins to buy all your skins, Blizzard, because you're giving me jack shit out of these loot boxes, so... don't go too crazy, or I'll, I don't know. I just won't be able to get the skins I want, and I will be extremely frustrated by the end of this event and throwing stuff through the window.
Yeah,
so we don't want that to happen.
You can say you don't need a skin, but that doesn't mean you wouldn't want a really cool skin for your favorite.
That's true. Well, it seems that Genji is always popping up in these comments. That was basically the thing I wanted to share with you guys. But Mercy is also in there, and I'm pretty sure a lot of the...
Yeah, like, I have so many pretty skins for Mercy that half the time I never know what to wear. And it's like, my biggest struggle as a Mercy main is picking what skin to wear, right? I'm still excited for her to get new skins. She doesn't
what
need
is this?
Them, but I'm still excited. I'm excited to see them. I'm excited to see
you,
them.
You heard yourself. You heard yourself talk, right? Because if I tell that to Hilda, like, why do you need another pair of shoes?
You don't.
Shit.
But you want them.
Yeah, it's the same thing, basically. That's what I'm trying to refer to without being... I try to avoid being a sexist douchebag, but still... like to show that, well, there is something that is quite similar there. Like, it's
every
like
day
shoes.
In Animal Crossing, the first thing I do is go down to my shops and see what they have in stock.
Yeah, I know someone else in my household that does the
every
same thing.
Every morning. Why? Yeah. Because they could have some cute outfits for me. Do I do this in real life? Hell no.
If you had the money, hell yeah.
No, I really wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. Let's just say that you have all the money in the world. You wouldn't be like doing some massive shopping.
Merch,
I can tell you,
yes.
Lady.
Clothes, no.
Okay, no. But if I had all the money in the world,
video
this
games,
office,
yes. Fashion,
this
no.
Office would look totally different, man. There would be so much gear in here. It would just be, my electric bill would go through the roof.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fancy flashy lights around my house? Hell
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah, bring it.
Would
well,
I have a smart house? Hell yes.
I could ask my house any question I want, and it would be able to answer it.
Yeah.
That's how smart my house would be. Yeah, so what I just want to say is that I'm in no way better, because I don't do it with shoes. I'm always looking at, like, I bought these two new key lights for my stream. So when I'm recording videos, I had these big softbox lights that were just too bright. They were like blinding me every single time, and they took him way too much space in the office. So I decided, well, it's time to step up and buy two key lights. In a moment, I was doing some research and kind of deliberating, am I going to do this? Because, I don't know if I'm still going to be working tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. Well, let's just do it. The moment these lights arrived and I put them up, I'm looking for the next thing I want to buy. like all that deliberating, and then like I noticed I look at my own browser and notice that there's a lot of tabs open for stuff that I'm thinking, oh, that might be interesting. But the only thing that's holding me back right now is like I'm interested in buying a lot of stuff for vlogging, but we can't go out of the house. So
yeah, so this. I mean, you could get the stuff ready for when you can, but
yeah, nah. Like right now, I don't feel like it's going to happen anytime soon. And I think Hilda has the same thing with shoes. She could be buying so many shoes, but what? I'm not wearing shoes. I'm inside the house on slippers all day. So
hey. None of us are wearing any. We've got day pajamas and night pajamas, and that's basically quarantine fashion at the moment.
You have day pajamas and night pajamas?
Don't pretend you're not wearing comfy clothes at the moment. Okay.
I'm wearing shorts because I was mowing my lawn earlier. I know I have comfortable clothes, but to say that they're pajamas?
Yeah, so yeah. I've got like comfy tops, like nightshirts and stuff, and sometimes I'll just wear them during the day. And then I'll change for bed. So I've got my day pajamas and my night pajamas.
Yeah. Well, what quarantine sometimes happens to chic. Me is that I just wear the same clothes all day and then just jump in bed and wake up with that same outfit on, like, okay, damn it. I should have switched my outfit or at least gotten a different t-shirt. So
yeah, see, you're mocking me for having two sets of pajamas per day. At least I change my clothes.
true.
You smelly, yeah, smelly man.
Hey, the next day, I just remember in the hamper, right? It's just, I'm always up way too late and I'm too lazy to kind of change into any other clothes. I'm just thinking, wow, I was already going to bed anyway. And I dive in. That's it. All right, we're getting distracted again. We're talking about pajamas now. Sorry, guys. So, Mercy's getting a skin, apparently. That's what Jeff confirmed. What Jeff also talked about is, that's what we heard. We heard, at least. We weren't there. So
yeah, we weren't there. We don't have any, like, screen grabs of the conversation or anything.
No. So we have to hear it from other people. But
yeah, this is secondhand juice.
I'm sorry, guys. It's secondhand information. I want to apologize. But they're looking at Moira. Moira will be getting an experimental card where they're going to try some changes with the Irish lady because, there are some issues apparently that they kind of are looking into and they want to try. And the experimental card is a good way to do that. We've seen things in the experimental card go live while we've seen others disappear in the night. Never to be seen.
I know. Again. They're like, oh, this experimental card went live. Shh, put it under the rug. That was crap. Ignore it.
What are you talking about, experimental card? We've done tested nothing. What are you on about? No, he actually said with the whole 3-2-1 lock. I saw that somewhere too, that they actually talked about it too, that it was a really interesting idea and that they're still kind of looking into it, but not for Overwatch 1. They feel like Overwatch 2 for them is kind of a chance to do more disruptive changes. Like they don't feel like they can do a disruptive change like 3-2-1 in this game, but they might evaluate and try some stuff for Overwatch 2. And that kind of tells us that it tells me two things. First off, that the way that they approach Overwatch 2 is not as much as just continuation of the current game, but really a second version, a sequel to that Overwatch 1, a chance for them to kind of break everything apart and assemble it in a very different way. So that is something that a lot of people do not understand up till now, I think. A lot of people still think that it's just going to be some extra content, but no. The Overwatch that we might see once 2 is released might not be the Overwatch that you know right now. So let's keep that in mind. But second, if they're still kind of talking in this kind of open tense where they're kind of like, well, we might do it for Overwatch 2. Guys, they're in no way ready to even start the beta right now, I think. I know.
Every time they say, oh, we might have this feature in the game, I'm like, oh, that means you're still at a point where you can put it in the game.
Yeah, you're still deciding. Like, I'm starting to think that they actually never planned it to release this year. There's a whole thing of the whole Corona crisis that slowed things down, and I still think that is a thing. But to be honest, the whole rumors that PlayStation kind of started, and then he had the Titans, I think it was, that kind of jumped in. I think it just was a human error there. There's something, a miscommunication. Because everything, like, they did the report for the stakeholders a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago or something like that. And they talked about World of Warcraft and how World of Warcraft got a lot of new subscribers and that the next expansion is coming in Q4. So they went, while there's no release date that has been communicated at all, but this was for the World of Warcraft community, it was the confirmation that Overwatch, the next expansion for Overwatch Shadowlands, is coming.
Overwatch Shadowlands.
Did I say Overwatch?
Yeah.
Okay. That the next expansion for World of Warcraft
so badly.
Yeah, exactly. I just I was just distracted. I was looking at my glass and thinking I need a drink. The expansion for World of Warcraft, not Overwatch. Come on, guys. It's Hearthstone. Not. Oh, wait. I messed up again. No, I'm kidding. That Shadowlands is still coming at the end of the year. When it came to Overwatch, they said, yeah, we did really well in March because everybody was home. Now, about the next topic.
Like, now, about World of Warcraft.
About
Hearthstone. That's coming out at the end of the year, by the way.
So they just glanced over Overwatch like it was in no way that they had something to share. So I'm thinking, not anytime soon. I might be wrong. It might just be, we don't want to share that information with our stakeholders yet. We'll keep that for the next quarter.
We told them that they're allowed to talk about. Here's the stuff that we keep silent.
Well, I think these meetings are public because they are a public company. So they can't even have these sneaky stakeholder meetings. They need to kind of...
They can hold signs up to each other.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Do just not pointing. Read this out loud, but...
Just a picture of Jeff, like, going, like, acting out 2021 or something like that. Yeah.
We have a release date.
Yeah. I don't know. The signals,
it's not looking
all the
likely,
signs,
basically.
Yeah, all the signals that I'm seeing is that we're still in, that it's going to take some time before this all comes into fruition. That it will take some hard work for the team. That you're still in some kind of design phase. And there's, of course, there's a lot of development being done, a lot of art being done, of course. They're still hiring people, actually.
They're still hiring to get it all artists. Done. So...
Yeah. They're still hiring. But if you're still kind of deciding on stuff like, are we going to have a 3-2-1? He was even talking about, like, there was a time apparently before the game was released where they had teams of 8 people or teams of 4 people. And these are questions that they're asking again. That's quite critical, man. That is quite important. You kind of need to decide that before you do anything else. Well, not really, but still, it makes me feel like they still have a lot of work to do. And then the end of the year is just slowly crawling towards us as we sit inside in our pairs of pajamas for the day or pairs of pajamas for the night.
For the night, yeah.
Let me bring back Arnold while I'm doing all these these callbacks. I'll be back. No, that wasn't good. I'm sorry. I want to apologize for that. Moira is getting some tweaks done. I'm kind of curious. I can't even fathom, like, think about what they're actually planning on doing with her. So
I know, like, so did they actually use the word rework?
We weren't there.
Just experimental card, because that could be anything from, oh yeah, we're just gonna adjust some stats.
Well, they kind of, we know, for instance, because that gave me a nice segue to the next thing. We know that they're actually looking and balancing all the support characters. So that is something he mentioned too. If you're talking about, we're going to balance all the supports, but you kind of highlight Moira in that whole conversation and say that you're going to put her in an experimental card, it tells me that it's going to be more than just some tweaking of the numbers. That it's more going to be a thing like they did with Roadhog, with that cloud. Remember that?
Yeah. where they had that. It could also be that she's just the first one to come up. Like, they're thinking about balancing supports, but they have some ideas for Moira already. So they're just going to throw her in the experimental card.
What if they throw her in a DPS role?
If she just becomes a DPS full time? I'd be very sad.
I would too, because I really like playing her. And in my heart, like, I am a support player. I just want to heal people. I heal our listeners by just blabbering about the most random subjects together with Hannah.
I'm a support in everything, anything that has that kind of
structure. Yeah, Hannah supports me in the blabbering. We try to support you in your lonesome lockdown quarantine sitting at home.
I play other roles and jobs in Final Fantasy, but ultimately I'm a support. Main.
Look, now we got Final Fantasy in here. Now it's we opened it up again.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. no, the same for me. Like, I play, sometimes I play tank, DPS. I don't know. To be honest, I've tried it. Like, I've played DPS, of course. And I had periods in my life where it was like, I don't play enough DPS. Let me queue up by myself and just play some DPS. Or when I'm streaming, I just claim the DPS role because I can do that because I'm the streamer. I can say, hey, I want a DPS.
I want to play DPS. And when you've got six people, it's a lot easier because you could just be like, you don't have to like queue for 20 minutes to get into a game because you've already got six people.
Exactly. But lately, like in the last few weeks, I find myself like just drawn more into tanking and supports even more than before. I just have more fun. I don't feel comfortable in a DPS role. So I would be sad to see her move to another role. I don't know. They might do something with her orbs. I don't know. There's so many things they could do. And to be honest, I don't know if she needs it.
I know a lot of people. She needs a rework.
No, a lot of people are complaining about the fact that she steals play of the games. And a lot of people are complaining that she's not. She's quite a different character. When you have the basic mechanics in Overwatch, where you aim and you shoot someone, Moira is in no way that type of character. Moira does not have a gun. Moira has this.
They've said, though, that they want Overwatch to be accessible to everyone, which means they have to have heroes that can't aim.
No, that is in their design vision, and they uphold to that. They actually talked about it, and they call it their delta of skill sets and levels of skills. They want to keep that, but she is an extreme example in that fact. I don't know. I'm kind of worried slightly, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll have to wait and see. So yeah, you're also going to be balancing all the other supports. They also kind of talked about the fact that they're still working on the barrier issue. Barriers are a necessity. Barriers are an important part of the game, but they don't feel like it's where it needs to be right now.
I think it's a lot better than it was, but
oh yeah, totally agree. I've like
as the barrier nerf was amazing. Like, sometimes you play now and you kind of forget that it was as bad as it was.
Exactly. I don't miss the old barriers. I think it's pretty good right now, and I play a lot of Reinhardt. I think I consider my shield more of a personal thing now, and a really short window of kind of getting someone out of a pinch instead of a wall where we can all hide behind.
Yeah, excuse me, please put your shield up so I can res that person. Okay, thanks. Yeah,
those are the moments where you need that shield, and other than that, it's your personal protection. Not like back in the day, everybody would just like bunker up and that would be it. And even double shields can't do that anymore. At a certain point, they break. If you have the proper DPS player, if they have a Widowmaker and a Hanzo, good luck breaking those barriers. They're still working on that. And crowd control, of course. I do agree that the barrier nerf was good. I'm not convinced that they did enough with the crowd control. Like yesterday I was playing and I was playing Roadhog. I played Roadhog all stream. So and Monday I'm going to do an all Torbjorn stream. But I got as Roadhog, I got flipped from one side to the other, like thrown in the air. At a point I was like, okay, can we just chill the freaking beep up?
Just give me a minute.
I want my feet to touch the floor for just 2 seconds, like just catch your breath, right? Jesus Christ,
Doomfist, Wrecking Ball, Lucio, like bam, bam, bam. I was flying all over the place. And then he's like, the biggest character.
Like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, exactly. They might have to tune it down a little more. But that's apparently that's something where Jeff and the character design team are working on really hard right now. So that is some stuff we might see in the future. And the other topic that they kind of touched on is Smurfs. Which is kind of a coincidence because we had a lot of people complaining about people that came into my chat and were complaining that they had they were fighting a team of Smurfs in the competitive games and they were so upset. Why isn't Blizzard doing anything about this? Well, they are. It's just not that easy to kind of figure out who's a Smurf and who is just using different accounts. Because, well, we talked it in the past. Back in the day, LP had what? How many accounts did LP have? 12?
He's 14? Got like 27, I think.
37, exactly. I have three myself. One that I use for my like my original account where I started playing back in the day. Then I have my Omnicpost account that I use for streaming. And then I have my Atomic TV account that I just use to kind of, I don't know, be away from my friends, be away from just all by myself. Like when I'm in a really asocial, really grumpy old man mood, I just jump on that account and I just nobody. I don't have any friends on that list on that account. Nobody. Which is
private account.
Exactly. It feels so peaceful. But I'm not smurfing at all. I'm just as bad on any of these accounts, and I don't throw on any of these accounts. But that's the thing. Blizzard does not have an issue with people with multiple accounts. What they have an issue with is the negative smurfs, like they call them. Yeah, exactly. The negative Smurfs are people that just make an account to be boosting or to be throwing or to just kind of mock about and break other people's experience. And that's what they have an issue with. But that's not as easy to kind of pick up on. Is this person just having a bad day?
Yeah.
Or is this person...
Like mechanic or coding you put in, you don't want to end up falsely identifying people and then exactly. ruining their experience trying to fix the problem.
And that's something that happens already plenty of times on social media, on platforms like Instagram, YouTube. People often lose their accounts because of algorithms kind of taking decisions based on some wacky data that in no way is, no human interaction has been, like there's no, how do you say that? Like just, if you put it, if you put all the properties next to each other, it looks kind of fishy. But the human explanation behind it is so much different.
Yeah, and it makes so much more sense.
Yeah, exactly. And algorithms can think of those. But you can't have somebody just checking every account and making sure, oh, is that a Smurf? No. Okay, next. Oh, is that a Smurf? Try doing that for 30 million times.
Yeah.
Worst job in history. So they're still looking into it. They're looking at other games, how other games fix it. But to be honest, other games haven't fixed it at all. So
no, I don't think anyone's cracked that yet.
So right now, I don't think I wouldn't keep my hopes up that it's going to be fixed anytime soon.
No, but they're trying, and that's nice.
They took the time out to mention it that they're still working on that and trying. So that is indeed nice. And that was about it, I think. Let me think. Is there anything else that, well, for now, that we kind of picked up on? It really, like, as I kind of...
I think that's everything that happened yesterday.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to kind of gather all this information together, but
yeah, I think that's about it. Everything you'd mentioned to me was stuff I'd seen, so...
Yeah. So that all came out of the Q&A. We might see other stuff pop up as these content creators that were in the Discord server that were invited started talking about it, and we'll see. But just before we kind of wrap this up, Hannah, because I just noticed that we're already talking for an hour.
Oops.
About 15 minutes of Overwatch.
Was pure crap at the start.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say the same thing. 15 minutes of Overwatch, 45 minutes of crap.
Yeah.
I think my neighbors are like, what is he yelling about? Because my window's open. No, I just wanted to like touch on what is happening in the Overwatch League these last few weeks. So Sinatra was one of the first high-profile players to kind of retire well, high profile. He is basically he was the face of the Overwatch League. He was the one that was sent to Jimmy Fallon to the Today Show to talk together with Super to talk about the Overwatch League. And he still has a skin in development because he was the MVP last year and he decided to switch over to Valorant, as many other content creators, but now players are doing. And he was the last one. I think up till now we had to list about, I don't know, 6-7 people.
Yeah,
actively retired.
It's kind of been a little bit of a flood this week.
And then there was the Titans that threw out their whole roster of Korean players, of which some like Ryu Jung, and I'm mispronouncing his name every single time, but sorry, dude. I'm really bad at names. But he decided to just call it quits for now because he was kind of upset. It was really stressing. So they had been on the bench for the last 2 weeks. And with last 2 weeks, I mean, what, 10 weeks or something?
Mm.
And then the team decided to go for a Western team because it was not working out in Korea, because they were all in Korea and they wanted to be closer to their fans. So the Titans have now signed a completely new team, which was basically made up of a lot of people of Second Wind, which is a Contenders team. And then they picked up some random other players from Contenders and made it totally...
Yeah, because they wanted to be closer to home and their fans.
Yeah, exactly. Which is understandable, but still it sucks for the guys that were in the team original and that made it great last year, that made it interesting last year.
I know!
Titans really made it interesting, and it's kind of sad to see him leave. But then, yeah, there's other players that just kind of, well, decided to retire and did not mention they were going to try it out for Valorant, or just outright said, hey, yeah, I'm switching, man. I'm going for Valorant. I'm going to become a Valorant pro.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We're out. Peace.
To be fair, there's a fair few. I can't say I'm totally surprised, because there are, when you look into the history of especially a lot of like hitscan DPS players, their history tends to be in CSGO.
Yeah.
And Valorant is a lot more like CSGO than Overwatch is. So that kind of makes sense, at least.
No, that's true. That's true. Some of them are going back to their roots, but.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting Sinatra, for example.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Same. But I think it works in two ways. Like, if you were in a competitive game, in an esports that is doing really good, everything's working well, you're getting everything that you need, the whole scene is healthy, you will not, even if it is closer to the game you started out with, you will not kind of go back, or you won't be tempted to kind of switch.
No, I think the current state of the Overwatch League has a lot to...
Yeah.
I think this is just a result of what we're seeing in the Overwatch League at the moment.
Exactly. And yeah, if you're going to switch to a game that is still in a beta, I think it shows that things are not going well for the Overwatch League.
Yes.
We've talked about it in the past. Like, when that new management... I've said it. I remember me saying it. When Vlastika took the whole job on top...
When we spent 5 minutes trying to work out how to say his name.
Yeah, exactly. And now we can say it like that, because his name has been going around so much. But if he's just going to take the job on top of his other job, where he's managing all of esports for Activision Blizzard...
Then he's just not going to give the Overwatch the attention it needs to flourish. It's still a baby. It needs special attention.
And it cannot get that attention, with all due respect for YouTube. I love YouTube. I make YouTube content myself, but YouTube is not alive.
Oh, you know what we haven't spoken about? We haven't spoken about the introduction of tokens.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, we haven't talked about it, but to be honest, it feels like we were kind of tricked. So, you can get tokens again by watching the Overwatch League games, but you need to be watching on the website overwatchleague.com or on the mobile app. So if you're watching on YouTube, you're getting 0 tokens for watching.
Yeah.
Because...
But it's a start.
It's a start. But that shows you...
Again, I don't know why they couldn't have just done that from the beginning if it's through their own bloody website.
But why didn't it just stick with freaking Twitch? They lost so many viewers. They lost the trust, respect of a lot of people, because like, how many questions have I had about these freaking tokens? I can't imagine how many questions they had, all the time they lost over that, all the people that they upset with that, all the frustration. Like, I don't still don't get it. And now they're going to have to work with Google and YouTube to get these token things going. And it's not going as... You can't tell me, like, one of the biggest companies in the world, being YouTube and Google, can't figure out a simple thing like giving tokens while they can do it on their own website. Clearly, that whole thing is just not a priority for YouTube. But why did they make the switch to YouTube gaming? Because probably, and that's what I'm thinking.
They must have been paid a lot of money.
No, they were just like, someone was paid a lot of money. Someone that had a lot of influence on that decision was paid a lot of money.
Yeah, I just think that YouTube was like, oh, we want to grow our gaming thing. We'll pay you this much to like make the switch.
Yeah.
You know, like when Mixer bought all those streamers.
Exactly. But my question is, who became better out of that whole decision? Blizzard or maybe a few people that went to go for dinner with someone at YouTube and ended up with a nice gift or whatever? I don't know. I'm not trying to insinuate anything, but I think in the end Blizzard will have lost a lot more money than they ever could have gotten through all this. To be honest, like they're jeopardizing their whole league. Like, as an investor, I would not be too keen on investing in what the Overwatch League is now. I don't have any money to invest. But
I mean, even with unlimited income, I was still really keen to buy like the pro pass and stuff because
of all the bonuses
it gave you and the emotes that you got and
exactly. Like,
but now we don't have any of that. They don't have anyone like subbing for emotes. They don't have anyone subbing for skins or to have like the super detailed viewing options. They don't have any of that anymore, and it's insane.
Nope. I think, in my opinion, worst decision they could make. I haven't seen any advantage of being on YouTube.
Me neither.
Like, I've watched some of the games that were like 90,000 people watching. That is 18. No, in fact,
I think
18,
the only advantage 18. There is one advantage: the Twitch app for TV sucks. The YouTube app for TV doesn't. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah. It's sad. It's just as sad. And then you have the whole thing where they wanted to do all the homestands, and that just got... Oh my god, it got...
That. At least that's bad luck rather than bad planning.
Yeah, that's beyond their will. But I don't know. This whole season feels like it never is. That it's actually not happening. That's what I'm feeling.
I know, but at least teams are returning now. So yeah, like the Spitfires had their first match this week. In a long time.
I think the Titans hadn't played the Titans have their first games this week too. Yeah. And they kind of switched to a monthly tournament thing that it will doing so May, June and July will be monthly tournaments, and August and September are going to be playoffs and the grand finals.
Yeah.
And they want to bring people to Los Angeles again. I presume it's going to be Los Angeles. They want to bring them all together in one location and try to salvage this season that way. September, October, I don't know. I hope by September, October, we can all kind of venture out again. That would maybe give us a chance to have an actual BlizzCon.
Yeah, but again, there's just no way of knowing at the moment.
Nope. I don't know. Esports, it has... Well, the whole Overwatch League, it hasn't grabbed me for one single minute. I'm really sorry. And I feel bad about it. I really feel bad about it.
Me too. I really want to support it, but I just have no interest at the moment.
Yeah, same. All right, but Hannah.
Yes.
I think it's about time we wrap this up before Indeed. We start talking about the weather again, and we lose another deal of people that are just like, what are these two fools talking about? But we're the nicest fools you'll ever meet. Yeah. I promise.
We're lally.
All right. We're what?
We're lally. We're lovely.
Lally. Okay. Yeah. That's because dv is just. Nah, that's what young kids say today. Lolly.
Yeah, lolly.
Lolly. All right, Hannah.
Yes?
Can you tell these lovely people that have stuck with us for over an hour where they can find you, where they can see what you're up to, where they can
on Twitter and Instagram.
Are you still posting a lot of Animal Crossing stuff?
Kinda, yeah. I've been meaning to, like, I've been doing some work on tunes. I just need to upload them.
That is correct. Hilda has been doing really good with her little.
I have a good ear for music, so if I do say so myself.
Yeah, you can. So Hannah McManna, go check her out if you want to see some Animal Crossing stuff, but also Overwatch stuff, and then the occasional outburst towards the healthcare system in the UK.
The occasional politically motivated rant.
Exactly.
But mostly it's just gaming stuff.
It is. You can find me on Atomics TV, Atomics is with two eyes, on Instagram and Twitter. Of course, we have the Omnic Post and Omnic Esports on those same platforms if you're into Overwatch. And I stream on Atomics TV on Twitch, and I make some videos on Atomics TV on YouTube every single week. I stream 5 days a week now, and I post at least one video, but sometimes two videos a week, and none of it is serious. It's like this podcast, man. It just goes off the rails plenty of times, but I'm having a lot of fun. And of course, there's the Omnic Weekly Twitter and Instagram account. Now, guys, like I said at the beginning, we're approaching episode 100. We're getting closer. What we would love to do is kind of have you guys sending questions for us about Overwatch, about anything you can think of. It can be, too personal, but it can be anything you think of, and we're just going to have a fun time for episode 100.
Yeah, basically, we want to include you guys in our celebration of 100 episodes, because without our listeners,
we're just talking to ourselves. Talking. Yeah, we do that before the podcast and after the podcast and in between. So, but we want, like Hannah said, we want to include you guys. Now, for episode 101, it's going to be slightly different. We're thinking about new ways to approach the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But in these changing times, we know that you guys are not traveling as much, that you guys are not in your car, on the train, on the subway, with the places where you usually listen to podcasts.
Unless you are, in which case, thank you very much.
Yeah, there's still people that are doing that, but we kind of want to, I think the world will be different even the day we get out of this. It will be different the way that we consume podcasts, and we're already thinking of how we can kind of manage it so you guys can get the content you want, the content you like, maybe in a different way,
and
makes it easier for you.
The easiest for you to
consume, exactly. So we're thinking really hard about that, and that's something we'll be doing after that anniversary episode. The podcast will be slightly different, there's more stuff coming. Let's keep it at that.
Always evolving. Always making sure you guys have the best stuff.
We always trying to remain relevant. That's the thing. You need to evolve. Like, if you think you're comfortable, you're already too late. You need to be evolving.
Too late.
You need to be evolving. That's the thing
you're
I always say. I always say that to my cats, and my cats look at me like, dude, just give me my food. I piss off.
Do you want dinner?
I can't talk about cats and have Hannah not chime in with her own cats. That was
I know. I'm like, oh, it's fair game.
We can talk about cats again.
We can talk about my baby.
Yes.
Yes. We can talk about my babies. Hello.
All right. So about that episode 100, the questions. You can use any channel that you want, but I'm going to be posting about it on the Omnic Post and on Omnic Weekly in the next few weeks, so you guys get reminded. You can send a reply on those stories. You can tweet to us. You can just send us an email, info@omnicpost.com. Get your question to us. I'll gather them all up, and then we'll use them for that episode. I'm looking forward to seeing your question.
Featured on the podcast. Join in with us.
Join us. All right. Thank you all for listening and sticking around until the end. You guys rock. Help us out by giving us a nice review on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, or wherever you are listening to podcasts. And make sure to subscribe, because we'll be back next week with episode 99. That's the one before 100. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.